ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة، فعلى بركة الله نكمل. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by stating part of the خطبة الحاجة, which was the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, then can misguide, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, then can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh, Habib Allah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings, and we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
Bismillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين, باب تحريم الكبر والإعجاب.
باب تحريم الكبر والإعجاب. الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس, والإعجاب الاعتداد بالنفس, هذه كلها محرمة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is speaking or referring to the title of this chapter, and it is the chapter entitled The Prohibition of Arrogance and Self-Conceit, or One Being Amazed with Himself, Pompousness.
No.
Allah Ta'ala, تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. وقال تعالى ولا تمشي
العلو في الأرض. العلو من الاستعلاء وهو صفة المتكبرين.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is referring to this word mentioned in the verse علو, and it refers to استعلاء or seeking to be above others, and it is from the characteristics of those people who are arrogant. And previously, when the Shaykh was explaining the title, he mentioned what is the definition of kibr, and it is the rejection of truth and disparaging or belittling the people.
علو في الأرض, وهذا علو في سفال, لأن العلو هو عند الله عز وجل, وأما الدنيا فليس فيها إلا على اسمها فهي دنية. الدنيا دنية. العلو كما أتى من وصف فرعون على الأرض فهو علو في سفال, ليس علو دائم. نعم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that the real worthiness is that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the worldly life comes from the word dunya, and it is that which is lowly. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this علو with regards to that which is lowly means nothing. Rather, the true loftiness is that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the characteristics of Fir'aun, in the description of him, is that he sought to be uppermost in the land, on the earth, which is a place of lowliness.
وغالباً العلو في الأرض, هذا البطر وهذا الكبرياء يكون معه فساد. فهنا نبه على العلو ولا فساد, والعاقبة للمتقين, فدل على أن العلو والفساد ينافي التقوى.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is stating that in this ayah, both things are mentioned. You have this ulu upon the earth, or this arrogance, and it is normally coupled with fasad or corruption. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these two qualities normally come hand in hand. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned the last part of this ayah, which is that the last or the true abode is that for which is the muttaqeen.
No.
Those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that this arrogance and this corruption, these are things that are antithesis, or they are the opposite of taqwa. وقال تعالى ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا.
هذا يخالف صفات المتقين وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. هؤلاء يمشون على الأرض مرحا، أي فيه غطرسة وتكبر. نعم.
The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala mentioned that in this verse, it is referring to those arrogant people who walk upon the earth or traverse upon the earth arrogantly. And the Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this is what is different. It is different from the characteristics of the Imad al-Rahman, or the servants of the Rahman, who they have been described as traversing upon the earth, hawna, meaning that they are humble and they have this quality of humility, which is different than these people who traverse the land and have, like what Allah says here, maraha, meaning that they are arrogant and conceited. وقال تعالى ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
لا تذلل واطراح ولا خيلاء وفخر، إنما قصدا بين ذلك، قصدا بين ذلك. نعم.
The Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the characteristics of those who are righteous is that they traverse a middle ground. They are not lowly nor are they arrogant. Rather, they traverse a middle ground.
نعم.
ومعنى تساعد خدك للناس أي تميله وتعرض به عن الناس تكبرا عليهم والمرح التبختر. وقال تعالى
أيضا ولا تصعر خدك للناس، هذا فيه أنك تعرض عن هؤلاء الناس، يعني التفاتة المستعلي المتكبر.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is meant here is that the person, he does not turn his face out of arrogance, looking down upon the people or seeing himself as being above the people and turning away from them due to this arrogance and haughtiness that this individual has.
No. To be happy, ولا.
وقال تعالى إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين، إلى قوله تعالى فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض الآيات.
فرح التكبر مذموم، وفرح مقابل عطاء من الله هذا محمود، فبذلك فليفرح، هو خير مما، فهو فرح الشاكر لأنعم الله، بخلاف فرح البطر المستعلي على عباد الله. فعوقب فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض. نعم.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that farah, that which is blameworthy, is that which comes about due to haughtiness and arrogance, and the person being self-conceited, and he thinks himself as being better than anyone else. And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the farah, or the happiness which emanates from the person being thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for those blessings, that this is not blameworthy. Rather, what is blameworthy is that which emanates from the individual being boastful and arrogant and prideful.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. فقال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنا. قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال، الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس، رواه مسلم.
اللباس الجميل ليس من الكبر.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that having beautiful garments or adornments, this is not prohibited.
عندما يلبس الإنسان ثوب جميل أو على حسب يعني عرف أهل بلده من استعمال اللباسات، سواء الأردية أو الأغطية أو الأحذية، بحسب ما يستعمل الإنسان بالشيء الذي يتجمل به، هذا ليس من الكبر. الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. بطر الحق يعني رده، وغمط الناس يعني احتقارهم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that the individual wearing beautiful clothes or nice clothing, this is not considered being arrogant, and this is not prohibited. If the individual wears nice clothes, that which is in agreement, or that which is customary for the land that he is in, whether it be related to his stove, whether it be related to the shoes that he wears, or anything else that he may adorn himself with. If the individual adorns himself with that which is nice, this is not considered arrogance. Rather, what is arrogance? It is batar al-haq, rejecting the truth, wa ghabt al-nas, which means ihtiqarahum, or belittling them, or disparaging them, or looking down upon them. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن
ثم قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال وأيضا إن الله يحب أن يرى أثر نعمته على عبده. متعك الله بخيرات، لا تظهر نفسك فقير وأنت قد أغناك الله عز وجل، كما أن العائل المتكبر مذموم، أي الفقير الذي يظهر نفسه من الأغنياء. انظر الموازنة ما بين الأمرين. نعم.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual needs to traverse a middle ground. That what also comes in the hadith, in addition to this hadith, that Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty, also comes in another narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves to see athara ni'matihi ala 'abdihi. He loves to see the residual effect of His blessing upon His servant. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, it is not prohibited for you to display this. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if a person has been blessed with wealth, it is not a praiseworthy quality that this individual carries himself or shows himself or displays himself as if he is impoverished or as if he is a poor person. Likewise, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the opposite of that is a poor person who tries to present himself as if he is not poor, as if he is rich, and as if he is a person of wealth. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the correct position is that the person is balanced between the two, that he displays these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon him. He does not try to make himself look impoverished, nor does he try to make himself look as that or as though he possesses that which he hasn't been blessed with.
وليس من الجمال أن يتجمل الرجال بزي النساء.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is not from proper adornment that the men beautify themselves with that which is specific for women.
ولا النساء بزي الرجال.
Nor is it permissible for a woman or for the women folk to beautify themselves or adorn themselves with that which is specific to men.
بل هذا من التشبه الممنوع.
This is from the imitation which is prohibited. It is prohibited for men to imitate women, and it is prohibited for women to imitate men.
لأن في زمن الآن أصبح بعض الرجال يتزين بزينة النساء.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that he mentioned this point because we are living in times where there are some men, they adorn themselves with adornment that is specific, or beautification that is specific for the women folk. And likewise, the opposite. There are women who adorn themselves or beautify themselves with that which is specific for men. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this illustrates قبح, or something that is repulsive.
لأن الله يبغض هذا.
Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises this.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أكل عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشماله فقال كل بيمينه قال لا أستطيع قال لا استطاع ما منعه إلا الكبر قال فما رفعها إلى فيه رواه مسلم.
هذه من الكبائر.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this is from the major sins.
الأكل بالشمال تكبرا من الكبائر.
Eating with one's left hand due to arrogance. This is from the major sins.
مر بنا من تعريف الكبيرة هي كل قول أو عمل ورد فيه حد أو لعن أو عقوبة أو وعيد شديد. وذكرنا من العقوبة عقوبة دنيوية، ويضرب لها مثال بهذا الحديث أنه عوقب في الحال فشلت يده.
The Sheikh Abdul Rahman mentioned that in the previous lessons he gave the definition for a kabira or kaba'ir, a major sin, and it is any statement or action which has come, يعني لعن, the person being cursed, or wa'id,
حد,
أو أحد حد من الدنيا يعني
عقوبة مقدرة,
prescribed punishment, or عقوبة or وعيد شديد. And the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this was an example of عقوبة, that this person was punished immediately due to this sin. The fact that he ate with his left hand out of arrogance, the result and effect was that he was punished immediately.
والعقوبات دنيوية وأخروية.
And the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this punishment could be in the dunya or in the next life.
شلت يده عقوبة.
This person's hand was paralyzed due to
being punished. بخلاف من يستعين بيده الشمال فيما تعجز عنه يمينه، استخدام اليد الشمال مثلا في الإناء لا بأس، فما يستطيع يحمل مثلا إناء اللبن أو إناء الماء في يعني بعض الأواني التي يشرب بها كبار كالقداح أو ما يسمى بعرف الناس طاشة أو كذا غضار، فيستعين بيديه الاثنتين، أو يتناول شيء مثلا كان يأكل سندويتش أو هكذا طويلة فيمسكها بيديه، هذه من الاستعمال الذي لكن لا يفرد فقط يأكل باليسار دون أن يستخدم يمينه أو يجعل يمينه ويشرب باليسار متعمدا، اجعل الأشياء جهة يدك اليمين ستشرب باليمين وتأكل باليمين، وإذا احتجت لها فليس بحرام، ولكن الحرام الكبر، ليس بحرام استعمال اليسار أو الشمال معينة لليمين لا استقلالا، انتبه لا يستقل بها إنما يستعين بها كالشيء الكبير أو الشيء الثقيل. نعم.
The Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the opposite case wherein the individual, if the individual is in a circumstance whereby he uses his left hand to assist his right hand. And the Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala gave the example For example, if the person drinks milk or lemon from a saucepan wherein he needs to hold it with two hands, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is not from what is prohibited. Likewise, let's say the individual has a long sandwich and he must use his left hand to help hold it, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that using your left hand to assist your right hand or to assist you using your right hand, this is not what is prohibited. Rather, what is prohibited is if you use your left hand by itself. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that, again, it is from the major sins if the person does this out of arrogance. And if the individual uses this left hand to assist him by using his right hand, this is not what is prohibited.
الطاسة وش الطاسة؟
Saucepan.
قدح كبير. نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن حارثة بن وهب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ألا أخبركم بأهل النار كل عتول جواد مستكبر.
أعد.
ألا أخبركم بأهل النار كل عتول جواد مستكبر. متفق عليه. وتقدم شرحه في باب ضعفة المسلمين.
عتول
كل عتول جواد مستكبر.
على كل أتى في حديث إن الله يبغض كل جعذري جواد صخاب بالأسواق جيفة بالليل حمار بالنهار عالم بأمر الدنيا جاهل بأمر الآخرة. إن الله يبغض كل جعذري جواب. جعذري الصوت العالي، جواب الأسواق، قليل الشكر لله عز وجل والحمد، صخاب بالأسواق صوته عالي في غير ذكر الله في الأسواق والحرجات، صخاب بالأسواق، جيفة بالليل لا صلاة ولا قيام، جيفة بحمار بالنهار بكدها وشقائها وتعبها عالم بأمر الدنيا لا يفوته شيء في الدنيوية إلا ويعرف، جاهل بأمر الآخرة بأمور دينه وأحكام دينه. هذا الحديث حسنه بعض أهل العلم وبعضهم ضعفه، وإن كان التضعيف فيه قوة لمن ضعفه، لكن معانيه موجودة في بعض الناس حمان الله وإياكم. فهنا بينا أن أهل النار كل عتل، جواب مستكبر، يعني عنيد مكابر مخالف. نعم.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala, he mentioned a previous narration, and he stated that with regards to this narration, there are some scholars who deem it as being weak, and there are some scholars who declare it as being hasan, or a good chain of narration. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to that hadith that he mentioned, that the meaning therein is authentic. And then the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala mentioned these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises in the individual. And the first description was the individual who is, he raises his voice, and the individual, he is haughty in his rejection of the truth. Also, another description was that this individual, he is like a dead person with regards to the middle of the night, meaning that he does not stand in the night in prayer. And he is like a donkey during the day, meaning with regards to the hard work. And with regards to the dunya, this individual is knowledgeable about the dunya. He knows many of the affairs of the dunya, but with affairs of the akhirah, this individual knows nothing. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, Shaykh Akhira Sifa, Jahilun bi Amr al-Din.
Alimun bi Amr al-Dunya, Jahilun bi Amr al-Akhira.
And that was the last characteristic, that this individual is knowledgeable about the worldly affairs, but he's ignorant about the affairs of the afterlife. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, with regards to what was mentioned in this hadith, that the individual is haughty and arrogant and stern in his rejection of the truth.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احتجت الجنة والنار فقالت النار في الجبارون والمتكبرون وقالت الجنة في الضعفاء الناس ومساكينهم فقضى الله بينهما إنك الجنة رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء وإنك النار عذابي أعذب بك من أشاء ولكليكما علي ملؤها رواه مسلم.
إذن إياك والسير في خطى الجبارين والمتكبرين.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that
فهذا طريق النار.
Be aware and be cautious or be warned from the jabbarin, those people, والمتكبرين, those people who are haughty and arrogant. As the individual who has these qualities, these are the qualities of the people of the hellfire.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينظر الله يوم القيامة إلى من جر إزاره بطرا. متفق عليه.
بعض الناس تقول ليش أنت مسبل؟ ليش تسبل إزارك؟ ارفع إزارك. فبعضهم يقول أنا لا أطيله خيلا. إذن أصبعين، ارفع أصبع فوق الكعب يرضي ربك، فهو يرضي ربك وأنقى لثوبك من أن يكون يقم الطريق وتعلق به الأوساخ. عدم موافقتك على تقصير إزارك ورضاك بالإسبال حاسب نفسك. هذه سنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حذر من الإسبال، بل قال ما أسفل من الكعبين في النار، ارفع من الكعب، وما بين الكعبين والأرض أصبعين. والناس يختلفون، بعضهم من كعبة إلى مستوى الأرض 3 أصابع، ارفع ذلك على حد الكعب فوقه إلى نصف الإزار، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إزرة المؤمن إلى نصف الساق، وما أسفل الكعبين في النار. إذا ما فوق ذلك إلى نصف الكعبين إلى نصف الساقين كله محل سنة، كله محل سنة، لكن ما أسفل من الكعبين في النار. فلا تعرض نفسك للوعيد الشديد والحديث الصحيح. ولست أنت كأبو بكر، أبو بكر أتى مرة وهو عادة إزارة قصير، لكن أتى مرة وقد ارتخى إزارة، فمسكه بيده وحمله، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له: لست منهم، أي لست ممن يجر إزاره بطرا أو كبريا، ذاك زكاه رسول الله، أنت من يزكيك؟ ذاك زكاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنت لا تزكي نفسك، لأن الله يقول عز وجل: ولا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. فنصيحة لنفسي وإياكم: قصر إزارك، لا تسبل، الوعيد صريح، ما أسفل الكعبين في النار. رح الخياط وعدل ملابسك، بنطلونك، قميصك، إزارك، بشتك، لا ينزل شيء عن الكعبين. وفقني الله وإياكم لاتباع السنة. نعم.
Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated with regards to this hadith that there are some people, if you ask them, why do you have your garment, your lower garment or your thobe, why do you have it below your ankles? This individual will say, I'm not one of the people who does this from or does this out of arrogance. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as it is coming in authentic hadith, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that whatever is below the ankles is in the hellfire. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that we would tell this individual that this is something that pleases your Lord. This is something that pleases your Lord. All you have to do, raise your garment by the span of two fingers or three fingers. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that people differ. The difference between what is between the or what is between the ankles and the ground is could be one finger length, could be two finger lengths, or three finger lengths. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is a small amount. Raise it up, raise your thobe up. And by doing so, you have pleased your Lord, and you have avoided the threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that threat of that which is coming in the hadith, that which is lower than the ankles is in the hellfire. And then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it comes in another narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, izar al-mu'min ila nafsis sa', meaning that the lower garment or the thobe of the mu'min or the izar, whatever is worn on the legs, is to the half or to the mid of the middle of his shin. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this area above the ankle and to the middle of the shin, that all of this area is considered to be from the sunnah, and that which is lower than the ankles, this is the area that has been promised or threatened with the punishment of the hellfire. And then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it comes in a narration that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he customarily would wear his izar high, above his ankles. But it so happened that one day his izar began to, I guess it was loose, and it began to fall down to the extent that it was lower than his ankles. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was pulling his izar up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, you are not from the people that have their garments lower than their ankles out of arrogance. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he asked the question, here you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is giving Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tazkiyah. He is the one who said and vouched for Abu Bakr that he is not from these people who have done it out of arrogance. And the Shaykh asked the question, who will vouch for you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنَ اتَّقَى. Do not commend yourselves, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable of those who have taqwa. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولا ينظر إليهم ولهم عذاب أليم: شيخ زان وملك كذاب وعائل مستكبر. رواه مسلم.
شيخ زان يعني كبير في السن ويزني، ما فيه شهوة، يعني ليس دافع جنسي، إنما يعني ليس قوة جنسية فيه، هو وشيمط أي كبير في السن وهواه هذا الزنا فيستحق هذا. ليس هذا أنه إذن للشاب، لكن الشاب طيش وشهوة غالبة ونزغة شيطان. أما هذا الشيمط الزان أي ذهبت منه شقوة وذهبت منه شهوة وقلبه متعلق بالحرام، استحق هذا الحرام. والثاني عائل مستكبر، ملك كذاب. أنت ملك ليش تكذب؟ أنت ملك، كلامك ما يحتاج، وعودك قادر على تنفيذها، لا تكذب لأنك لست في حال. يكذب المغلوب على أمره، يكذب من لا يستطيع ينفذ أمره، أما أنت ملك قادر. ولذلك كذب الملوك ليس ككذب الناس، كذب الأمير ليس ككذب غيره، كذب الوزير، كذب المدير، كذب المسؤول يختلف عن الإنسان العادي الذي ربما يدفعه للكذب تبرير موقفه وخروج من عتبة. أما أنت بيدك الأمر، لماذا تكذب؟ والثالث عائل مستكبر، يعني هو فقير وعنده عيال ومع ذلك يظهر نفسه أنه من الأغنياء. فرق بين التعفف وبين التمثيل على النفس وربما الوقوع في الديون وهكذا. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى من شيء
أنا سردتها كلها رأيك.
للشيخ حبيب الله
أحيانا ترى أنسى الترجمة.
للشيخ حبيب الله تعالى mentioned these three characteristics or these three people who have been threatened with this punishment. And the Shaykh Habib al Ta'ala mentioned the first one, the Shaykh Zanid or Ushayma, which comes in another narration. The Shaykh Habib al Ta'ala stated that the reason that this individual has been threatened with this punishment is because he is an old man.
معنى الوشيمط أي مليئة بالشيب، سواد وبياض، غلب بياضها سوادها.
The Shaykh Habib al Ta'ala stated that in the other narration, when you have this word Ushayma, it is a person who has white and black hairs in his beard, but the white hairs are more prominent. And it is due to his old age. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this individual has been threatened with this punishment. Why? Because he is not from those people that are overtaken or overcome by their sexual desires. This individual, his desires are weak. But the reason why he engages in this is because his heart is connected to the haram. He is not overcome like the young person. The young person, due to his recklessness and his young age, he may be overtaken by his lust and his desires. And this is not an excuse for the young person, but this is characteristic of the young person that he may be overtaken or overcome by his desires and lust. And this is not the case for the old man. The old man who engages in zina, he does so because his heart is intertwined or connected to that which is haram. And this is why he has been promised or threatened with this punishment. Also, the Shaykh, the second individual, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned, the king or the ruler who lies. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala asked the question, why would you lie? You are the person who is in control of the affairs. Your command is carried out. You are not a person who needs to make excuses. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the case with a ruler. This is the case with an emir. This is the case with a mudir, yani the person who is a manager. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the person who is not one of these people, normally it may be the situation that he lies so as to avoid being chastised or to avoid some sort of punishment. Whereas these people that have been mentioned, they are the people who what they say is carried out. The affair is in their hands. They have no reason to lie. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the reason why this person is promised with this threat is due to the fact that he lies and there is no need for him to do so. And the third one, Ayyul Mustakbir, this individual is a poor person, he has children, he is impoverished, yet he carries himself or he tries to present himself as if he is amongst the wealthy. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is a difference between ta'affuf meaning that the individual, he carries himself in a manner whereby he doesn't ask or doesn't show that he is needy. There's a difference between between this and the person who he lies to the people, or he wants to carry himself in a manner that is not truthful. He is poor and impoverished, but yet he wants to show that he is wealthy.
لا ينظر إليه لا يكلمه. هذا فيه إثبات صفة الكلام وصفة النظر. هل تريد أن لا ينظر الله إليك بإسبال إزار أو بتكبر أو تحرم نفسك نظر الله، وهو النظر إليه من أفضل النعيم. وأيضا لا يكلمهم ولا يزكيهم. اتق الله في نفسك، أنقذها.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى mentioned with regards to this hadith, the punishment that has been mentioned in this, the first one is that لا يكلمهم الله. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that in this hadith, this is ithbat or affirmation of the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attribute of speech. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى mentioned the second part, that Allah will not purify these individuals, nor will He look at them. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated, do you want to prevent yourself, or do you want to put yourself in this situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at you on the day of judgment due to your making your thobe longer than your ankles, or these other things which have been mentioned in this hadith? The Shaykh Abdullah ta'ala stated that do not prohibit yourself from this. Do not prohibit yourself from looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest blessing in the paradise. The Shaykh Abdullah ta'ala stated that the individual is to have fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to this, and not prevent himself from these things that will happen. For example, Allah speaking to him, Allah looking at him, and the individual likewise is to not put himself under the threat of this punishment, which or these punishments which have come in this hadith. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل العز إزاره والكبرياء رداؤه فمن ينازعني عذبته رواه مسلم.
الله عز وجل له العزة وله الكبرياء.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has the honor, and He is the most honorable, and He is the one who has al-kibriya. He is the one who will be uppermost and is uppermost.
فَلَا يُنَازَعْ فِي ذَلِكَ إِلَّا نَزَعَهُ
اللَّهُ. And no one is to compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to these attributes. وَقَالَ رَحْمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَعِنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ قَالَ بينما رجل يمشي في حلة تعجبه نفسه مرجل رأسه يختال في مشيته إذ خصف الله به فهو يتجلجل في الأرض إلى يوم القيامة. متفق عليه.
أي ممتشط متزين متغطرس غره بهاءه وجماله، فرأى في نفسه ما رأى خسف الله به، يتجلجل أي يغوص في الأرض ويعذب فيها.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the quality of this individual who has been mentioned in the hadith, this individual who adorns himself, he beautifies himself, his hair is combed, and he is in a pleasurable disposition, and the person is so amazed and so amazed with himself and and prideful and conceited due to what he sees from himself, that the punishment for this individual is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the earth to swallow this individual, and he will continue to sink into the earth and be punished therein due to this arrogance and self-conceitedness and self-amazement that this individual possessed. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن سلمة بن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يذهب بنفسه حتى يكتب في الجبارين فيصيبه ما أصابه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
وحسن وبعضهم ضعفه. على كل لا يزال بنفسه يعني يستعلي 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 حتى يترفع عن أصحابه عن أقاربه عن جيرانه، عن معارفه، عن أهله، عن ناسه، غره ما نال من أمر من أمور الدنيا، سواء جاه سواء مال سواء منصب، فيستعلي به على من كانوا معه هو وإياهم، فلا يزال يتكبر حتى يضعه الله عز وجل.
The Shaykh of Allah said that this hadith, there are those ulama who say that its chain of narration is hasan or acceptable, and there are those from the ulama of hadith who declare it as being weak. And the Shaykh of Allah, he mentioned that in this hadith that this individual, he is amazed with himself and self-conceited to the extent that he sees himself as being better than everyone else, being better than those people who are around him, his friends and his companions, being better than his family, being better than his relatives, being better than those people that are with him or who were once with him. This individual sees himself as being better than all of these people due to some sort of status that he enjoys from the worldly life, or due to something that he has been given, whether it be wealth or status or some sort of position or rank. Due to these things from the dunya that he has been given, this individual is amazed with himself and thereby self-conceited to the extent that he belittles the people and he sees himself as being better than them due to this arrogance and haughtiness that he has.
إذن هذا فيما يتعلق بالكبر. ومن أشد أنواع الكبر أن يعاند الإنسان في قبول الحق.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that, and this is what is related to the affair of al-kibr or arrogance. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the pinnacle or the highest form or the most severe form of arrogance is when the individual rejects the truth. He is so arrogant that he does not accept the truth.
فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَغُرَّكْ نَفْسَكَ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that beware or be cautious of being deceived by yourself.
لِكَثْرَةْ مَا توفق دائما للصواب فيأتي في مسائل ولا توفق للصواب فتغرك نفسك أن تنثني عما أنت عليه من خطأ فلا ترجع إلى الصواب، علما بأنه بين لك أنك وقعت في الخطأ وذكر لك دليل ذلك فتكابر وتعاند. انتبه فقد أصبت في مقتل. انتبه فقد أصبت في مقتل. لا تظن إصابتك دائما للصواب أنك لا تخطئ. كلنا خطأ. فإذا نبه تنبه، وإذا نصحت انتصح، وإذا علمت تعلم، وإذا ذكرت تذكر. لا تعاند وتكابر وتتهم من قومك وصوبك ودلك وبين لك أنه على الباطل. هذا نوع من الكبر، يبطر الحق وغمط الناس. هذا يعلمني من تكون، مش مستواك. الحق أحق ما يعرف مستوى، الحق حق ما يعرف مستوى، يعرف دليل، قال الله قال رسول الله. والإنسان قد يخطئ. نعم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, again, he is reiterating the fact that the most severe form of arrogance is when the individual is so haughty or so arrogant that this individual, he does not accept the truth. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if the individual, due to the fact that he has been given success in being correct in several issues, it does not mean that this individual can be mistaken. And if it is brought to his attention that he is mistaken, this individual is to accept the truth. He is to accept the fact if it has been explained to him, if it has been explained to him that he is wrong or he has been mistaken and he has been advised, it is upon this individual to accept the truth. He is to accept the nasiha or the advice if it has been given to him. He is to accept the reminder if it has been given to him. He is to accept that which has been brought to his attention if it has been brought to his attention. And this individual, he should not be mu'anid or mukabir, meaning that he is haughty and arrogant, whereby he does not accept it. And he says, what is the level of this person? The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the truth, it has no level. The truth is the truth. And it is incumbent upon the individual to accept it, despite or wherever it may come from, the individual or whomever it may come from. This individual is to accept the truth, and not be arrogant in his rejection of the truth. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if this is the case, the individual, it has been explained to him with proof that he is wrong. He has been advised that it is that he is wrong. It has been brought to his attention that that he is wrong. If this individual is haughty and arrogant in his rejection of the truth, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that asabta fil maqtal, meaning that you have been struck in that with skills. Yani you have been struck in that which will ultimately bring your destruction. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is not the quality that the individual should have. If the truth is brought to him, he accepts it and he does not arrogantly reject it.
فإياك أن تقع فيما تنهى عنه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated, beware of falling into that or committing that which you have been prohibited from.
لا تنهى عن خلق وتأتي مثله.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala. فقر
مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. وهذا يحصل الإنسان أحيانا مع أقرانه أو مع طلابه أو أحيانا مع أبنائه في البيت أو أحيانا مع زملائه في العمل. ما أجمل إذا أخطأت أن تقول أنا آسف أنا أعتذر، أما تعاند وتكابر وتأتي بمبررات وتأتي بأعذار أخطأت استغفر الله. جميل الاعتذار كالماء على النار، العناد كالبترول على النار يزيدها اشتعال. تعلم الاعتذار، فالله يحب العذر كما أتى في الحديث. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى he mentioned that a line of poetry can be roughly translated as do not prohibit a certain characteristic and then display that characteristic. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned the verse, an ayah, Shaykh.
كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُ مَا
لَكُمْ. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned the ayah, and it is a very grievous thing that you mention something or that you advise to something that you yourself do not do. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is not that the individual is to not be arrogant in his rejection of the truth. Rather, if the individual states that he is mistaken, and he admits that he has made a mistake, and the individual says, I've made a mistake, and then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala previously mentioned that all of us are individuals who make mistakes, that nobody is free of mistakes except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is not a disparaging of an individual if he admits to his mistake. Rather, he admits to his mistake, and this is a praiseworthy quality, and the person is not to reject this being arrogant. So if it is brought to his attention that he is mistaken, he admits to this and carries on.
إذن الكبر يأتي في الهيئة.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that, to reiterate, that arrogance, it comes with regards to al-hay'a, or a person's disposition.
يعني في اللباس.
With regards to, for example, his adornment or his clothing.
يأتي في المعاملة.
Also, it is displayed in a person's mu'amala or his actions.
يصعر خده و...
For example, the example that the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala previously explained with regards to the hadith, that he turns his face, he doesn't want to look at it, out of the people, out of arrogance.
يأتي في رد الحق.
Also, another example, the third one is that another form or another manifestation of arrogance is that the individual rejects the truth.
يأتي في الاستهزاء بالناس بطل الناس.
Also with regards to his belittling or disparaging the people.
يأتي في إظهار المظاهر بخلاف الواقع كعائل متكبر.
Also another manifestation, this is the fifth one. The individual outwardly displays that which is not the reality, like the poor person who is haughty and arrogant, and he displays himself as being amongst the wealthy.
إذن صور الكبر تدخل في أشياء كثيرة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the manifestations of kibr or arrogance, there are several different, and there are numerous different manifestations of this kibr.
حتى أحيانا يأتي الكبر وتشاهده في طريقة الأكل والشرب.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that so much so, or to such an extent, that the individual can display arrogance just in the manner, or in the manner whereby he eats or drinks.
والمتكبر أشد ما عليه أخلاق التواضع.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with the arrogant person, the most severe of that which he finds upon his soul is having the characteristic of tawadu, or being humble.
إذا أردت أن تبيد التكبر في نفسك سلط عليه التواضع.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you want to kill this arrogance within yourself, then kill it with being humble and displaying examples of humility.
سيكون شديد عليك.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that you may find this as being severe upon yourself.
لازم من مجاهدة.
What?
جاهد والذين جاهدوا فينا نهدي النفس. أنت جهاد مع هذه النفس. فتعويدها على التواضع والخضوع لإخوانك يزيل عنك بإذن الله هذه الصفات والأمور دربة. يدرب نفسه ويجاهد نفسه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that initially the individual may find this severe upon himself, but this individual is to strive against himself. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned a verse, those who strive in our cause, we will guide them, Allah will guide them, and verily Allah is with the muhsineen. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this individual is to strive against himself in the displaying of humbleness and humility and amongst his brothers and those that are with him. And with this, this individual can fight this arrogance or this fight, this arrogance or pride that this individual may find within himself.
ولا ينبغي للعالم أو طالب العلم أو المصلح أن يتكبر على الناس.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is not becoming for the scholar or the student or anyone to be arrogant with regards to people. Rather, what is incumbent upon them is to be humble with the people.
إنما يخفض جناح المؤمنين.
Rather, he lowers the wings of humility amongst the believers or with the believers. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب حسن الخلق. قال الله
باب حسن الخلق. هذا الباب سنفرده في الدرس القادم إن شاء الله ونتناوله. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين. والدرس القادم سوف يكون كله في الخلق من أوله إلى آخره. نسأل الله يرزقنا من الخلق أعلى. وعلى عادة جماعة المسجد يدعونكم للضيافة حياكم الله جميعا.
We will take this chapter of good character. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that next week we will take the entire chapter. And again, the Shaykh finished tonight's lesson by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and making dua and supplication that Allah bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And as what is customary, the brothers of the masjid are inviting you all to partake in tea and coffee and sweets and dates.
ودرس غدا إن شاء الله في المنزل بعد صلاة العشاء حياكم الله.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that tomorrow's lesson in this house will commence. Will continue as always.
تفضل.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is welcoming.